Welcome to the Natural Health 365 podcast, natural solutions for everyday problems. Are you looking for natural health solutions? Visit naturalhealth365.com for a free subscription to our newsletter, free shows, plus some great gifts. And now, here's your host, Jonathan Landsman.
All right, thank you again for joining us. Our show today is the second part of our two parts, or episodes, I should say, on how to naturally rejuvenate the body and mind. And by the way, if you didn't hear the last show, be sure to check it out in our podcast archives. These ideas about how to rejuvenate your body and mind are really designed to be very simple and easy to do, and best of all, they don't really cost much of anything at all, and anyone can do it. But before we get started, I want to thank our sponsor, Livon Labs, makers of the highest quality nutritional supplements on the market. The difference is in the delivery system. To learn more, you can visit livonlabs.com. That's livonlabs.com. Susan, I want to thank you so much for being back with us. You're our special guest for today. Thank you very much for joining us.
It's great to be back with you, Jonathan.
And before we talk about, you know, these tips, say 5 to 10 to finish off these programs, why don't we review for those people who happen to miss it? Just talk to us about tip number 1 through 5.
Yes. All right. And so this is an acronym from the word rejuvenate, 10 letters, 10 tips. The first letter, the first tip is R for revitalize and refresh. And that means to build breaks into your day from sunrise to bedtime to reset and refresh. That's what I spoke about. Next letter, E, is for exercise for vitality. Exercise really is the bedrock of vibrant health, and you need to make it a top priority in your life. Be disciplined about it. Number 3 is J, join the breakfast club. Breakfast means breaking a fast, and when you have a good, healthy breakfast, refuels your body and sets you up for a healthy day and making better choices. And people that eat a good breakfast have a better handle on controlling their weight. 4 is U for utilize the best superfoods. My favorite 2 superfoods on planet Earth are Hawaiian spirulina and Hawaiian astaxanthin. And I even, as I have an article about this on my website, I even have an article on using spirulina powder in facial masks that give you glowing skin. And number 5 is to always visualize your day ahead and the goals in your life. Albert Einstein said that your imagination is a preview of your life's coming attractions. So you see your life and a goal the way you want it to be. And remember, body reflects mind, mind reflects spirit. And when the body's in good shape, when it's fit, toned, and strong, and the mind is affected positively, everything's connected. When you treat the body well, your mind will then be fragrant with positive thoughts.
Wow, Susan, I think you did that in like 90 seconds, but that was terrific. And for those who have missed that show, I really hope you can check it out. It's episode number 1 of Rejuvenating the Body and the Mind. I think, Susan, it was probably one of our best shows that we ever did, and I know this one's going to be terrific. Let's continue on, and let's talk about number 6 for everybody, how we can really just change our lives so easily by the letter E, which you say is eat more fruits and veggies. Sounds so basic, but talk to us about it.
And I love E for enthusiasm, too. So eat healthy foods enthusiastically. You know, you are in charge of your health destiny. You're the president and CEO of your body and life. And I said a moment ago, body reflects mind, mind reflects spirit. The body's a great place to start. And healthy foods and herbs and spices can put money in your health bank account. And my grandmother taught me as a teenager to always look to nature for what to eat, because she used to say to me, my nickname is Sunny, so she'd say, Sunny, in nature you don't find ice cream trees and donut vines and potato chip bushes, so you want to eat foods as close to the way nature made them without all the processing and the packaging and the preparing. And here's a good way to think about nutritious food. Produce is the most important health care that your money can buy. And it's unfortunate that many of Americans and people worldwide are making the wrong choices every day by consuming foods that were never intended for their miraculous bodies. And one of the best things is, Jonathan, you can choose to eat delectable foods that just also happen to be potent medicines that heal the body and restore vibrant health. And as my grandmother always used to tell me, she, you know, when you look at food and what to eat, she would say, eat real food, not fake food. Don't eat too much and eat mostly plants. And 2,400 years ago, Hippocrates said, let food be your medicine and medicine be your food. And I believe that health comes from the farm and not the pharmacy. And Jonathan, you know from many previous shows we've done, I was really sick as a teenager. My grandmother taught me how to heal my body. I worked with her. And all of this is in my latest book, Walking on Air. But as a result of her wisdom, to this day, I've never taken any medication, haven't had a cold or a flu in over 30 years, because I know the foods, the herbs, the spices, the lifestyle choices to heal your body. And that's why in my private practice, I visit people worldwide. They come to me. I teach people how to live a little closer to nature and in a more natural fashion.
I hope that this program also has a message of compassion with it, Susan. I'm going to explain to you what I mean by that. I mean, what on earth does compassion have to do with fruits and veggies? What I'm saying is that, sure, there's a whole lot of people out there listening to the show who are like, all right, already with tip number 6, it's fruits and veggies, I get it. They should be organic, though, and not sprayed. And it's so easy to overlook these things. The vast majority of the people out there, let's face it, with degenerative diseases running amok out there and people being so sick and they're frustrated, and so many people that I speak to are confused. They don't say they're confused, but you hear the frustration. They don't understand how they got so sick. They don't understand. Sometimes they'll talk to me about family members. Why are they eating so much junk? It's because we're being bombarded in the mass media with a message of complacency and a deliberate campaign of disinformation. And what I mean by that is we've got highly paid PR people out there. It's too much to get into in this program, but I know them for a fact to be people out there that are paid by major corporations to be telling people that pesticides in your food are no big deal, that fruits and veggies that are non-organic or genetically engineered, you know, just go home and relax and don't listen to those people like Jonathan or Susan who say that it's so important to eat superfoods or to improve the quality of your food. They're a little bit of a health nut, you know? So you get a lot of this disinformation that makes it very hard for the person who, quite frankly, and I say this respectfully, they're sort of stuck in a matrix, you know? They're really believing all of that information. Like maybe none of this stuff, Susan, that you're talking about is a big deal. But you know what? In my opinion, and I'll say this probably to the day I pass on, it really does matter, and we should be taking notice of these things much more. Moving on to tip number 7. I love this one because, again, it's taken for granted, not thought about enough. Letter N, nurture wellness with sleep. How important is our sleep, and how important is it that so many people have to improve the quality of their sleep?
Well, you're so right. You want to nurture your overall well-being with ample sleep. And there is, Jonathan, I'll say this. There is nothing more restorative for your body than getting good sleep night after night after night. I mentioned in the previous show that I just returned from a 3-week media tour to the UK. And when I was in this Irish in Ireland in a B&B doing a retreat, there was a little placket on the wall in my bedroom, and I loved it. I wrote it down. It said, a good laugh and a long sleep are the best cures in the doctor's book. Leonardo da Vinci said, a well-spent day brings happy sleep. There's no doubt about it. If you don't get enough sleep, and I'm talking about a solid 7 to 8 hours a night, and those of you that say, oh, I can exist fine on 2 or 3, you're fooling yourself. Because when you don't get good sleep, chronically, it makes you irritable, makes you stupid, because words don't come so easily, you become forgetful, makes you gain weight, shortens your lifespan, makes you more stressed out, increases blood pressure, and it also really will affect your weight, because too little sleep, Jonathan, makes you hungry, especially for calorie-dense, unhealthy foods, and primes your body to hold on to all of the calories you eat. And this happens because research shows that when you skimp on sleep, it interferes with your body's ability to process carbohydrates, which can lead to elevated blood sugar levels and then an increased tendency to store calories as fat. The bottom line is that if you have a few or many pounds to lose, you've got to make getting good sleep non-negotiable in your life. And probably you want to start with sleeping on a good mattress. At my website, SusanSmithJones.com, go over to favorite products, and I've got two or three articles about the ABCs of sleeping well and sleeping like a baby. I've got some great articles with information on what to look for when you get the right mattress.
Absolutely. I'm on an earthing mattress myself, and the quality of sleep is so important that you have a great mattress, that you don't have a television in your bedroom. If you have mobile devices, get them away from you. Turn them off. I mean, again, like I spoke to in the first episode to all those kids out there, and of course the adults out there too, please understand all of these computers, all of the mobile devices, they are spitting out microwave radiation. This is an invisible yet truly physical disturbance on our body. When these waves penetrate our skin and go in and hit every cell in our body, science has already proven that stress proteins increase. Now, if anyone understands their basic biology, that's your body saying, hey, I recognize that something not too cool is going on here, and so I want everyone to understand that we should have a sanctuary. Let's build as best we can a sanctuary to sleep in. It's quiet, it's a dark place to sleep, and obviously try to get into a good habit. I'm sure you would agree, Susan, between 10 o'clock at night and 2 in the morning. These are the rejuvenative hours where we rejuvenate ourselves. Obviously, if people are up at 11, 12, 1 o'clock in the morning and they're eating on top of that, these are times where you're now not respecting that this is when your body needs to sort of recirculate things and regenerate the body. And if you give it no time at that moment in time, you can't make it up later on. It doesn't work like I'll just do it at 2 in the afternoon. That's not when the body needs to relax.
That is so true. And I'll tell you in a few seconds, I have a very well-known celebrity client, and she had a problem sleeping. She's won Academy Awards. You would know who she is. And she followed all my guidance, the exercise, the right water, the diet, not eating too close to bedtime. She had the right mattress, and nothing was working. And so I said, bring me into your house. Let me go into your bedroom. Let me just look at your room. And while she had it, like you said, a beautiful, relaxing sanctuary, the walls were all painted at the brightest red you can imagine. And that and color is very important. It was not a relaxing color. And then we changed the color to just a pale, beautiful blue. And after it was painted and the fumes left the room, she started to sleep like a baby.
Wow, that is truly amazing. Let's talk about this next tip. Now, I joked about this before we started the show, but I mean, tip number 8 is adjust your attitude. Susan, what's the matter with my attitude?
Well, see, I say adjust an attitude. Adjust your attitude to include plenty of gratitude and positive thinking. There was a study done a few years ago, published in Circulation, with 97,000 people, 7-year study. The bottom line was that it showed that those people who were more positive and optimistic had lower rates of diabetes, heart attack, stroke, had lower blood pressure, lower cholesterol, had lower weight, and just were happier, you know, in terms of their attitude about life. And there are three things over which we have control in life, really. It's what we think, our attitude, what we eat, and how we move, our exercise. And my grandmother always taught me that your attitude is your mind's paintbrush. It can color anything. And you need to choose to be grateful in your life. Gratitude is a dynamic energy or a connecting bridge between you and all possible channels of good. And gratitude is something, studies even show this, Jonathan, that the more you have gratitude in your life, focusing on the positive things for which you're grateful, the more you bring more good things back into your life and the happier you will be. Plato said, a grateful mind is a great mind. It eventually attracts to it great things. And I happen to believe that we shouldn't leave the task of counting our blessings for Thanksgiving Day here in America in November. Each and every day, take a moment to be grateful for all you have. Maybe you write a thank you note. Maybe you express your gratitude for a loved one. Maybe you offer prayers of thankfulness during meditation, because what you think about consistently brings more of the same into your life. So focusing on the positive, even during difficult times, is a major part of the path to transforming your life. And to help you along, once again, at my website, so easy to remember, it's my name, SusanSmithJones.com, but go over to more articles. And when you're there, if you scroll down 1, 2, 3, 4, 6, or 7, it says 260 positive words. And I give you my favorite positive words to help you speak and write in a positive light. You're going to love that article and maybe see what words I'm missing, but I give you 260 positive words.
So we've got a couple more great tips. Hang in there, everybody. I promise you we're going to be finishing off this show with a bang. I want to thank our sponsor, Livon Labs, makers of the highest quality nutritional supplements on the market. The difference is in the delivery system. To learn more, you can visit livonlabs.com. That's livonlabs.com. Susan, tip number 9. I do this every single day for years. I know you do as well. And I don't want people to tune out on this tip, because this is truly for everybody. Don't think it's just one way that we're talking about this, but it's the letter T, right? Which is take time to meditate. Talk to us about what it's meant in your life.
Yeah, take time to meditate and breathe deeply. When I was a teenager, my grandmother, bless her heart, taught me how to meditate. And not only have I taken it to heart and meditated ever since, and I usually bookend my day, morning and early evening, with some form of meditation, but I also teach workshops all around the world on meditation, and I have an award-winning book on my website that's now an audio book called Wired to Meditate. Jonathan, it is the hub of the wheel in my life. It's probably, along with sleep, the most important thing I do during the day. So don't worry, you don't need to be a Buddhist monk to know how to meditate. It's a simple, cost-free practice that's scientifically proven to reverse aging, boost immunity, heal the body, lift your mood from negative to positive. You know, it's also been found to lower blood pressure, soothe your gut, and make your body less reactive to stress hormones. And there's really no single way to meditate. You know, the essence of meditation is mindfulness. You know, in other words, being in the present moment. You could even be meditating when you're walking on the beach or a park or, you know, anywhere out to nature, or driving. Of course, you wouldn't shut your eyes if you're meditating while driving. But it's all about your state of mind. You know, you don't focus on mistakes of the past or to-do lists of the future. You simply nudge yourself to experience the present by maybe noticing your breath or perhaps nature around you. Yes, you could incorporate guided meditations like I have on my website, or music or nature sounds or mantras, or you can simply sit, close your eyes, focus on your breathing. And breathing is one of the very best and quickest ways to reduce stress, burn more calories, increase your creativity, release fear, bolster confidence, and supercharge your energy. So in other words, simply put here, mindful meditation gets you out of your head and into your body. It calms the mind and body, allowing you to maintain that emotional balance. You know, I call meditation a triple whammy. It's a salve for body, mind, and spirit. And what I just recently posted on my website, it's right on the homepage, Jonathan, all the way down at the bottom, there's a gold button that says calming nature sounds while you browse Susan's website. But you could listen to them while you're working on your computer. But I have about 15 different sounds. It begins with a babbling brook and then ocean waves and then gentle rain in a pine forest. Because studies show that when you have the sounds of nature around you, you can bring them into your house with a little fountain, or you walk in nature, or you meditate with the sounds of nature. You go into a deeper meditation from beta to alpha, sometimes theta, brainwave activity, and you will become deeply relaxed. So I actually, most of the times, if I'm not meditating outdoors in nature, my favorite place to meditate, if I'm in my home, I open my computer to my website, I scroll to the bottom, I click on the nature sounds, and it will quickly put you into a very relaxed state. Now, you could also not only listen to those nature sounds, but in front of you where you meditate, and you can sit on the floor or in a chair with a straight back, you could put a beautiful poster on the wall in front of you with an expansive view, and you could simply focus on that nature poster with the nature sounds, and you will see how it will profoundly and positively affect every aspect of your life. And it will even help you create more prosperity. It will help your relationships. Of course, it will help your health. Some of the latest studies show that those who meditate daily over a few-year period are physiologically and look 12 to 15 years younger than people of the same age who never meditate. So just for looking younger, you might want to take up meditation. I have lots of information about it on my website.
You know, this has to be the reason why my wife is always saying that I'm acting like a baby.
Maybe that's it. You've been meditating for so many years.
I act like such a child. But no. On a more serious note, though, Susan, it's amazing everything you said. I teach children. Again, I talked about this in the last episode. I'm in front of kids all the time who are looking to perform at their very best in sports. And I tell them, just look at the best athletes in the world. They are teaching you this all the time. And I work a lot with kids now in the tennis world in particular. And it's really quite a unique sport because it's, in a certain sense, a very lonely sport, singles tennis. You're out there by yourself in front of the world, if you will, your parents, your friends, whatever, all on your own, you know, doing whatever you can to win or lose. And I tell them, if you can just build in that breathing, take a deep breath after each point and blow it out. Get rid of the waste products that are in your body. Lose, you know, surrender to the match more. Get rid of what you've just done. Don't get hung up on even hitting a winner or losing the point. Forget about what happened in your past. Don't worry about the future at all. Take that deep breath out. Calm yourself down and get ready to go, because you only have about 15, 20, 25 seconds before you have to play your next point. Settle yourself down. It will always keep you more focused. Your confidence will remain higher. You're going to feel better. It's going to afford you the opportunity to be more creative because you're not so stressed out about the bad thing that might have just happened to you or worrying about your future, like whether you're going to win or lose a match. These are all important lessons in life that I love to teach kids when I'm helping them to perform at a better level. And I'm telling them, look, this is a form of meditation. I tell them, meditation is your quiet time. If you're looking to perform well, first get a quiet mind. And of course, like you say, always live in the moment, because that's the cornerstone of a really great athlete, is living in the moment. So important. Let's move on to tip number 10, the letter E. Enjoy daily laughter. Daily laughter? I don't have any time to laugh. What is this?
And tickle your funny bone. You know what? Like that old Irish saying I just told you, a good laugh and a long sleep are the best cures in the doctor's book. Studies now show, some wonderful studies, that when you laugh throughout the day, it releases endorphins and other chemicals in your body that not only act as natural stress busters, but the more you laugh, the more it gives your heart muscles a good workout, it improves circulation, it stimulates alertness hormones, so if you're on a long drive and you're feeling drowsy, find ways to laugh. It clears and cleans up respiratory passages. It relieves pain, and it counteracts fear, anger, and depression, all of which are linked to illness and stress. And last month when I was, I told you in the UK, I was in Scotland doing some TV and radio work over there. And in my beautiful bed and breakfast in the lobby when you walked in was this old Scottish saying. And I've heard the saying, but I didn't know it was a Scottish saying. And it's, angels fly because they take themselves lightly. So whatever you can do to bring more laughter in your life, definitely do it. Remember I said a moment ago to focus on the positive. That will help. I would say watch a silly movie or TV show, go to a local comedy club, read humorous books. Every month in my free newsletters on my website, I always have a section at the bottom where I give you a joke or two. And don't forget, Jonathan, that we need to laugh at ourselves once in a while. When we make a mistake or do something unexpected, it's a humbling experience and one that always reminds us not to take ourselves quite so seriously. Life was meant to be enjoyed. And remember that this laughter and the gratitude and sleep and meditation, breathing, breakfast, visualization, all of these reveal how you're caring for yourself. And Jonathan, how you care for your body reveals your inner sense of self-worth. So you want to show by your actions every day that you are championing high self-esteem.
Yeah, obviously to change attitude and to laugh a little bit more, I'm just going to share with you somebody who had an impact when I just sort of listened to what he had to say, and that was Leo Biscaglia.
In fact, he was a friend of mine. I loved him.
I mean, just an amazing man. If anybody gets a chance to just watch his videos, you know, we'll put the link next to the podcast page for his website. Just amazing insights. You know, it's just like you said before, read a book, watch a video, get to a movie that sort of makes you laugh, but it alters your state of mind. That's the idea, is that this different attitude coming from eating better, taking time to meditate, all of these things. It's just adjusting who you are. And then, like we've been suggesting in both of these episodes, Susan, in doing these things over time, weeks, months, and years, you look back and you say, it was all worth the effort, and it will absolutely motivate you to do more of it. Susan, as we close out, where can people get your books? You've written so many. Talk to us about that and how to navigate around your website, SusanSmithJones.com.
Yeah, well, definitely. Go right to my homepage, and you'll see right there to the left of my photo, you can get 2 ebooks free in my sidebar. Definitely sign up for my newsletters. You'll get them every other month, and every month, I don't inundate you with emails, you get something from me monthly. Every other month, you get the new newsletter, and every month, you get an upbeat, inspirational letter from me with great photos. It takes 10 seconds to sign up, and when you sign up, you get about 9 or 10 different gifts from me, including 3 ebooks, full color, that I wrote. You get this wonderful quick reference guide for natural remedies for over 100 ailments with all my favorite natural remedies. And then you also will get, when you sign up, you'll automatically be entered into a drawing. And every week I pick one person and I contact you and we have a free 90-minute consultation. And if you have no health issues, we'll just visit for 90 minutes because I love to learn about people. And here's the best place to get any of my books. Scroll down on my homepage, and it says Susan's Special Trio Book Sets. And there are 3 different options, 3 different ways to get different books. And when you buy 3 books, you will get my 7 series of very popular natural remedy booklet CD combos absolutely free. And they all come autographed with a card from me. This is for a limited time, but it's right there on my homepage. If you go to SusanSmithJones.com and scroll down, and then right below those 3 options, that's where you'll find the calming nature sounds to enjoy.
Great information. Before I forget, I just want to thank again our sponsor, Livon Labs, makers of the highest quality nutritional supplements on the market. The difference is in the delivery system. To learn more, you can visit livonlabs.com. That's LIVONLABS.com. Susan, this was great information, a lot of great tips. They are easy to implement into life. Obviously, I suggest to anyone listening, you don't have to do all 10. You just try one, see if you like it, how it feels. It doesn't seem to resonate. Try another one. Obviously, listen to this program as often as you like. It's up all the time now. It'll be in our archives. And please, by all means, if you feel like someone else could be helped by this information, please share it with your family and friends. You know, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Hopefully, it can help someone else out as well. And Susan, I just want to thank you so much for contributing with these 2 shows, but I'm looking forward to having you come back again, and we're going to talk about a wide variety of other issues as well. As long as you say yes to me, will you come back?
That's not a hard thing to do, Jonathan.
Thank you again, Susan, so much. Really appreciate it.
The show was brought to you by NaturalHealth365.com. Are you looking for natural health solutions? Visit NaturalHealth365.com for a free subscription to our newsletter, free shows, plus some great gifts. Thank you for listening, and be sure to join us next week for another great show.